Now, our weekly visit with Slate and Day to Day's advice columnist, Dear Prudence. Our letter today, read by a Day to Day staffer, is from someone planning ahead for the worst.
Dear Prudy, my father is 72 years old and in good health. He's requested that when he dies, he be cremated or have his body donated to science, whichever is cheaper. He feels that money should be spent on the living, not the dead. The rest of the family agrees with him. He also does not want a memorial service or even an obituary in the newspaper. He would prefer that people not make a big fuss over him. My question is, how do we notify his friends and former co-workers who live out of town? Do we call them? And if so, what do we say? Hey, guess who died? I would also hate to wait until they call or come over to visit and then have to say that he died 6 months ago. Should we send out some sort of death announcements on the order of birth announcements? I'm concerned about this and do not want to wait until the time comes. Please help. Signed, Feeling Ghoulish.
Dear Phil, while there is no tradition of sending what you refer to as death announcements, it does make sense in the situation you describe. Friends outside your dad's inner circle would surely appreciate a simply worded note or a printed card. You might say, for example, something like this: the family of blank sadly informs you that he passed away on such and such a date in such and such a city. At his request, there was no service. Close quote. In addition to commending your father's wish to have things handled the way he wants them, allow Prudy to offer a word of warning. Upon the death of Prudy's mother, a woman who also did not wish to have a service, Prudy was quite taken aback by one loony relative who phoned to read her the riot act for there being no funeral. Be prepared for some hidebound people who will let you know that they do not approve because that's not the way they would do things. Just tune them out, my dear, and know that outsiders challenging you about the last wishes of the deceased are boorish and deserve to be ignored. Signed, Prudy Instructively.
You can send your tales of woe to Prudence, also known as Margot Howard, at prudence@slate.com, or leave Prudy a message on our answering machine. That number is 310-841-5180.